This live broadcast of the Petersburg School Board meeting is brought to you by KFSK and Petersburg Wrangell Insurance, helping clients find out how to protect any valuable asset, from stamp or teacup collections to houses and boats of all sizes, and everything in between. Plenty of information from the local agents is available. Petersburg Wrangell Insurance, 772-3858.
Here. Mara Lutomski.
Here.
Cheryl File.
Here.
Jay Lister.
Here.
Jane Gibbons.
Here.
And Casey Knox here.
Okay, great. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, so we do have an addition to the agenda. It will be addendum.
That's why 15.5.
Addendum, it'll be 15.8 will be the addition under new business. I move that we add 15.8, resignation acceptance. Is there a second?
I'll second.
It's been seconded by Sarah. Any discussion about adding that item to the agenda tonight? All right. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes. All right, now we will move on to approving the entire agenda as it is written now with the addition of the addendum. I move that we approve the agenda. Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed? The agenda passes. All right, number five, student representative report. Casey Evans is not in attendance this evening, so we will move on to item number six, correspondence. Looks like we have an email from Nick Rodriguez at AASB Board Book.
Yes, so we are, as some of you know, being on the board, we are moving forward with moving into a different system for our agendas and for interacting with the board, and it's called Board Book, and it's through AASB, and I just thought it was worth noting that the person that we've been communicating with there wanted to send us some acknowledgement of a couple of our people on staff here who do some incredible work, and I just wanted to read it, so we thought it was worth noting. So he sends it to Carissa Cotta, who's the media librarian here, and John Klutpainter, the tech director. So he says, I was on your district site grabbing copies of some sample meeting documents in preparation for getting the Petersburg School District account set up in Board Book, because he'll be up here training soon. In looking for those documents, I found your excellent cyber safety bullying page. Wow, I wanted to take a moment to congratulate the Petersburg School District on your digital literacy page in particular. This is absolutely the best collection of resources I've come across in regards to information and links for both parents and kids. In particular, I thought the social media and your tween PDF to be excellent. I'm reaching out to the two of you based on the contact info at the bottom of that embedded doc. Anyway, just he didn't have anything further to add. He was just blown away at the good resources and just wanted to reach out. So I just think it's sometimes nice to acknowledge the hard work that's going on in our district every day.
Right. Item number seven. Are there any comments from the audience unrelated to agenda items? Right. Seeing none, are there any comments from the audience related to agenda items? All right. Are there any comments from board members? Yep. All right. Moving into the consent agenda. I will make a motion that we approve the consent agenda. It includes 10.1, January 2018 monthly accounting reports. It also includes regular meeting minutes from our January 9th, 2018 meeting. It includes a few extra duty contracts, Jill Evans and Jill Lenhard.
Ginger Evans.
Ginger Evans and I don't think it's Jill Engel, though. I believe
no.
It's Jill Lenhardt.
It's Jill Lenhardt.
Is splitting prom. Jeb Phillips and Matt Powick will split varsity basketball. And Debbie Eddy will have a high school track. Alice Kumps will have middle school track, and Jamie Cabral will have middle school volleyball. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Seconded by Jay Lister. All in favor? Roll call, please. Meg?
Jay Lister?
Yes.
Mara Lutomsky?
Yes.
Sarah Holmgreen?
Yes.
Janine Gibbons?
Yes.
Cheryl File?
Yes.
All right, moving into administrative reports, Superintendent Lou Pater.
Okay, so what has been going on? Well, it's February, and it's a busy and sometimes difficult time of year. We are hard at work on curriculum right now. We are moving forward with our plan to set up a work session with board, actually. Hopefully still looking at either the 23rd or the 30th. I think we were talking today about that date. So hoping to look at that on a Friday.
Is that this month?
Of March, sorry. I'm sorry. March 23rd or March 30th. 2 weeks now. March 30th, I think, is what we were tentatively talking about on a Friday, so that you guys could come
yes, okay.
and the teachers and staff could share what they've been working on and present it, you know, one time before
mm-hmm.
the public
oh, yes.
meeting, and then people
yeah.
can have an opportunity to ask questions.
It's just been so long ago that we talked about it.
I know. So if you just want to think about that or kind of look at your calendars, that would be great. We've also been doing some work on thinking about ways that we want to showcase the wonderful things that are going on in our district. So we've been talking about ways to do that in a more organized and, I don't know what the right word is, but on our website, for example, we want to make things easy to access. For example, it kind of made us think about that when people are on our websites. You know, we do have people that do come on there and look for things and want information and, you know, are interested in what's going on. So sometimes it's hard to find what you're looking for on there. There's a lot on there, and people will always call us and say, you know, please add this, please add this, and it gets very cluttered. So we're trying to work on that. We're also trying to just document and make note of the amazing projects and activities that are going on around the district that sometimes people just aren't aware of. So I'm trying to, you know, create kind of a sneak peek inside the schools and what's happening and highlighting some of the things that our kids are doing and things that are happening just around the district in the shop program or the garden or lots of amazing things that our kids are doing. We just want to do a better job of highlighting those things and making them known. So we're actually doing a little work with our videography kids, our MacTech students, and also with Heather Kanick, who does some local videoing work and has great equipment and mm-hmm. talent. So we're working with her on that project, so we're excited about that. And we've also brought back, I'll just say out loud, it's kind of fun, Dr. Rob, our former superintendent, has agreed to help out for free, maybe for fish, we're not sure, but he clearly is still passionate and supportive of things that we're doing here. So he is now kind of moved into a retirement gig with website design, so that's what he does. So he's very cheap, but we're really grateful for him, so it's been fun reconnecting, of course, with him, as always. Teacher evaluation process, we are still in the process of moving to a new online format, and teachers are involved in that, and it's going well. We have had a lot of staffing changes and adjustments. It's been a busy winter, so some of those things are coming up later on the agenda. We're excited for people looking at new adventures and new things in their future. We're sorry to see some people leave us, of course. We've had some retirements in there as well, and so that's always, you know, kind of a hard thing to lose people that are so valuable. But so it's busy. I'm looking for starting to do some posting of positions outside. So secure rural schools. We've had some questions about that. People have kind of wanted an update on that. I know there's been some discussion even at the borough level about that. Unfortunately, there's not a lot of comments about it. It's crickets, actually, out there right now. So, unfortunately, it really does look like that may be coming to an end. And that's been talked about for several years, that it's coming, and I think that it is, unfortunately, I think it is coming. So that makes it difficult. We are working with our teachers on negotiations right now. Mara and Cheryl and I are on that committee, and we've had a couple of meetings, and it's going well. So we're just in that process right now. And looking at the budget, Karen will be here the next two meetings, looking at the budget revision and numbers for next year's budget as well. So the unfortunate thing is that our student numbers are going to be lower next year, which is always a bummer for lots of reasons. We want to have lots of kids, and of course it has an impact on the budget, so that's always a hard thing. And then I guess just last of all, I just would want to make a little comment here publicly that it's been a rough week in our community and a rough week for some of our students. There's been a lot of talk, a lot of worry, a lot of concern, a lot of fears out there about some things that some of our young people are doing and have done. Some things that we have some control over and can hopefully take these opportunities as learning opportunities for kids, for relationship building, as well. Some things we don't have control over that we are also clearly impacted by because these are our kids. So we're just going to keep moving forward and doing the things that we can do in our building and in our district and with our students, and we're going to continue to build bridges and relationships with our kids, with our families, and that's what I want to say about that. So I'm going to take some opportunities for learning and growth. Every opportunity is an opportunity for learning and growth. So kids make mistakes. So I think that's it for me.
Thank you. All right, moving right into principal's report. It's Mrs. Terry Toland, principal of the elementary school.
Good evening. It's nice to be here and tell you about some of the things that are going on at the elementary school. I will first have to start out with snow. It has been such a joy for the students, and they are so totally engaged in playing in the snow. It's so fun to have a winter time, and it's fun to watch them in the snow. They just work and play, and it's very, very engaging. We talked about this last time. We were having our second round of MAP testing, and that went very well. Teachers felt more comfortable. Students felt very comfortable, so we're excited to have more training in the spring and learn what to do with that data. We are exploring it ourselves, and so it's been a good process. We had our class spelling bees for third, fourth, and fifth graders, and our school bee is on the 22nd at 9:30 in the auditorium. We invite parents, and it's a wonderful opportunity for students to see how it feels being up in front of a bunch of people. A lot of pressure, but it's good for them. Coming up on Friday is our Hawaiian Hangout. It's a PI-sponsored fundraiser, and we're working in conjunction with the student council, and hope to see a good showing. It's $5 per person or $20 per family. Students must be accompanied by their parents, and younger brothers and sisters are welcome to come as well. There'll be light refreshments, and just sounds like it's going to be a great time, so encourage our families to do that. Conferences are coming up Thursday, February 28th. These dates are different than the high school and middle school, but ours are on Thursday the 28th from 3 to 8, and March 1st from 1:20 to 8 o'clock. And then there's no school on Friday. And then a reminder that there's no school this coming Monday for President's Day holiday. During the conferences, we'll be having our Scholastic Book Fair. We invite families to stop down and shop. It'll be chock full of books. It's always fun for kids to go in and look and enhance their home libraries. Also coming up, we have a Dr. Seuss celebration on March 1st. Teachers are decorating their doors, Dr. Seussy, and it looks great. So when you come in, you'll have to see all the fun things. Superintendent Clute Painter will be doing a little reading of a book for kids on March 1st. So just a fun way to celebrate reading. And we also have our Bikes for Books sponsored by the Shriners, and very grateful for them for that. We will get two bikes, one for a girl, one for a boy, this trimester, and then one at the end of the school year. I want to give them a big thank you. They've supported us for quite a few years on that, and it's fun for kids. So that's what's happening at the elementary school. Are there any questions? Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, moving into Principal Rick Dormer, principal of the middle school and the high school.
Hello, good evening. Busy, busy times. Whew. Oh, we'll start right off with what's coming up right in front of us. The conferences are coming up for secondary school, so that's Mikoff Middle School and Petersburg High School. And of course, just an open, as I lean into the mic, an open invitation to families to come in and talk with teachers. You don't have to see every teacher, but it's certainly lovely to get around. I know sometimes it's hard if you have kids in all three buildings to make it all, but come in and talk. And if you something happens, you run out of time, please contact us and we'll schedule time outside. It's really valuable and it's really cool. Not only is it a great conversation about students and learning, but our teachers really like to show off what the kids are doing, and they decorate the rooms and we take some time into it. So we want everyone to get that opportunity. So please come in. Those are coming again. That's Wednesday from 4 to 8, and Thursday is an early release, like a Friday schedule for our both buildings, and their conference is from 3 to 8. So come in and connect, please, with teachers. It's fun. I wanted to just mention, again, that Rocket Raptor making those little vignettes, and Heather Canick will be around. I guess I said it from my report. I know the superintendent brought it up, but it's cool. Again, we talk about showing off the great things. I mean, we just did student recognition, but all the cool things our kids can do. But also I wanted to say, just if you see Heather creeping around videoing the kids, that's what she's doing. We've got our physics kids are out there right now in Mr. Trotman's class, and they're launching rockets. I'm not actually sure what they're measuring, its force, or they're measuring the distance or the height. Mr. Farrell?
Distance and height.
Thanks. They're making rockets and they're launching them off, which is awesome. And that sounds great. And I know there's cool science, and he's done it for a lot of years. And so be out there videoing the kids. I was just thinking about that outside. It's kind of a fun thing because they're out by the elementary school. I know we had middle school recess, and we had some elementary kids out there, and then we had the kids shooting off rockets, and it was fun. Just all three buildings are out there. Yeah, it's great, isn't it? Like all three generations, whatever you call it. All three buildings are out watching and doing stuff together, so it's cool. I know Mr. Cabral is going to cover activities. I never like to steal his thunder, but a couple of cool ones that roll into the academic world. We had Poetry Out Loud. I hope some of you got to come see it. The video will be posted soon on there. I believe on our, we have our own little private kind of YouTube. I wish John were here to explain it better, but it was amazing. We had, I think, this list around 25 kids who competed, and again, they get up on stage with the spotlight and the microphone, and they recite awesome poetry, too. It's just different ones, and you just see their personality come in it, so it's really cool. And good thanks to our language arts, Jill Linhard and Ro Braza and Chris Akata helped with that too, and it's a pretty cool thing. And Brooklyn Dormer got third. Brooke. Jack Byer got second. Great job, Jack. This is a funny one. And then Melissa Larson won it, and then also part of the reason, if I've mentioned this earlier, I'm bringing it up again, because Melissa Larson also is the Southeast Alaska champion and will now compete at state
March 6th.
Fixed up in Juneau, and then she's got to fly down to regionals to be in the pep band. Yeah, she's just involved in a lot of things. But cool, again, as to be the Southeast champion, go up and compete at the state level. So congratulations to Lisa, and again, the teachers. Just cool stuff. Love it. Poetry. Big thanks to Northern Nights Theater. Worked with us a few weeks ago to show the movie Wonder to the upper elementary kids and to our middle school kids. I did not get a chance to watch the movie, but it's on my list. I did read the book, though. I hadn't read the book yet, so I'm race through, and it is an outstanding read. I actually believed it. Is that right? Mrs. Cotta said it was the most checked out book, I believe, in the middle school, which is cool. And if you haven't read it, I encourage you to. It's easier, but it's a great story. And just what Ms. Bates back behind me made these cool posters. It ties into the book, but all these quotes on kindness, and a lot of teachers. I've got one in front of my office, and we put up all over the middle school. And I think it really affected a lot of kids. I really enjoyed it. It's kind of a sad story, but a book and a movie on kindness, but also compassion and care for recognizing those who are different than us, which I think is a lesson for all of us, not just our middle elementary, but cool. Really appreciate them working with us, and kind of we sell the pay with a discount and working together, and great experience. Other great academic things, we have started and completed the Geography Bee. Thank you to Mrs. Dahlberg and Ms. Nielsen. That's a middle school and elementary school, too. I'm just going to say middle school. I don't know.
I think they did.
Cool. Kind of a fun thing where they get up and test their geography knowledge in a bee format. They did classroom ones. They did a final. Congratulations to the winner, Mackenzie Morrison, and runner-up was Rose Quitlet. So really a great competition within our state. So really fun to do that. And Mackenzie took a test, and we still wait a couple more weeks, and we'll get a score back. If she did really well, then she'll get a chance to go up to compete in Anchorage at the state geography bee and test her noggin, which is awesome. And we are kind of in the middle of the spelling bee. We did classroom bee, so we have some finalists in the middle school. I believe the elementary school has some finalists. And so looking ahead to February 22nd will be our big kind of final bee to determine the winners within Stemmen Elementary, and then later in the day at McCoff Middle School. The always wonderful Sue Paulson will be there to emcee it, which I love it because she loves speaking and spelling. She's so great. So that'll be fun, and that is open. You can come watch to the public if you can behave yourself. You can go in and be quiet and listen. And, of course, a big thanks to Mrs. Cotta, who does a lot of organizing behind that.
She certainly does.
Yeah, she does. That's a fun thing, too. Finally, I guess in a small sidebar to what the superintendent was talking about, I just really encourage folks, community members, people in the room, anyway, just come and talk to us. I hear a lot of people talking about a lot of things, and there's fears and a lot of things going on, but mostly we just want to talk about things. There's a lot of really, really knowledgeable people around, a lot of teachers have been doing this. I don't want to point directly at Miss Day, but doing this a lot of years. You know, she's not in Anchorage, she's been here. I've actually been in education for almost 20 years, believe it or not. And I started coaching when I was 14, working with youth at that age. So I've got a fair bit of experience and taken all kinds of classes. So I just love to talk to people. Mr. Grabal and I have started Patriots with Parents for the middle school parents, because that's we've talked about as an interesting age. And I admit we don't fill the room, but every time we have really good conversations. I really actually enjoy them. The time goes by pretty fast, not just because we have donuts, but because also we have great conversations with parents about kids. And you know, we talk about learning, we talk about grades, but we also just talk about kids being kids, and especially middle school. There's a lot to talk about, and I know many of you are parents, all of you are parents, and know what that is like. So we just want to talk, and if you say, well, I'm in middle school, I want to talk, call the office, make an appointment, I'll talk, Scobra, I'll talk. We just love to talk to people about what's going on, because we're in the school every day talking with, again, just the privilege of working with people's kids and what that entails. And so most of the time it's absolutely wonderful, and sometimes it's difficult, but we're always happy to do it. So yeah, come talk to us. Any questions for me? Hey.
When is your next Patriots for Parents meeting?
We haven't said it yet, but it'll be in March. March is such a weird month because of all the things going on with testing at the very end, and then spring break and regionals. So we're trying to find a date in there when everyone's going to be here. But thank you. We will, I promise, we put it in the bulletin, and we try to get on the radio and stuff, too. Yeah, good question.
We better change our donuts if he comes.
Why? Is this right? Oh, no, he likes the sweets, right? That's what Brent tells me.
Cantaloupe for parents.
Cantaloupe, yeah. Not popcorn. I've been to see because of popcorn a couple times. So.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Director of Activities, Mr. Jamie Cabral.
All right. Thank you all. Always a busy time. Even though it's only four activities in the wintertime, it's always busy. And spring is around the corner. If you're a baseball fan, pitchers and catchers reported today in the major leagues, so very good.
In the major leagues.
It's beautiful outside for some baseball. But our home basketball season of hosting our home events, that came fast. We did not travel a whole lot in December and January, and now we will have our traveling piece here coming up, working on our challenges with transportation and how we get there and as best as we can. But both our basketball teams are headed up to Haynes this weekend. We do have a cheer clinic this weekend as well. Our high school cheer squad kind of getting into the youth a little bit and trying to start young with some of those real important skills of, you know, their fine motor skills with the cheer clinic. So that's going to. And then middle school wrestling just came back from Wrangell not too long ago. And Mr. Lister got to go hang out there. So they did a great job there too as well. Coach Davidson, Coach Nielsen. So, and then we are about 2 weeks away from baseball and track, our official first date, and we've got some hurdles outside we can play with the snow and some stuff. So,
long jumping.
Yeah, it'll be fine. So they've been out shoveling driveways. If you've seen our track kids around and wrestling kids around, grabbing shovels, trying to help out as much as they can. Kind of looking future wise, our biggest challenges have been our ferry service. It is a big challenge, and then about a week ago we just did get a phone call about our ferry service not being available for Music Fest this year. So as a region, we are talking lots, multiple options out there. Some schools are looking at, do we spend $35,000 for a one weekend event? It has really dampened some of our activities in Southeast. And if you heard, talk to anybody about Haynes' travel down here for basketball the past week, their ferry did get canceled because of weather, so then they had four planes go to pick them up, and it was like an air show coming in, one amphibian at a time, and come to pick them up. So it has created huge challenges across Southeast Alaska, so we are working to try and remedy that as best as possible as all the schools working together on that one, with travel. So. But yeah, so our spring sports coming around the corner. It will soon be spring, I promise. And then we'll have our middle school volleyball season beginning, middle school track going. We also do have a boy Let Me Run program that's going to be starting, supported by WAVE. It's kind of equivalent to Girls on the Run, but it's just for boys. So they'll be starting here shortly as well. And then I have the lovely privilege of taking 8 students. Tomorrow we are heading over to Sitka for Elizabeth Bradovich Day celebrations. And we have an even fuller schedule of what we did last year. This year we did find out that they might not be doing the reenactment today over at the A&B A&S Hall. And some of the kids were very sad about that because that's kind of the highlights. But we did fill it in with lots of presentations that we are going to attend. We are going to visit with Mount Etchingham High School students. We are going to visit with Sitka High School students. And there's not a whole lot of downtime. So we will be busy and visiting Total Park. And they've added a new feature with their totems that when we go to it, there's a phone number you can call, and it gives them, it talks back to them the history of every piece on the totem pole itself. So I'll just talk to them today that they just added that feature, and we'll get to test that out on Friday. So we also do have a visit to the Sitka Science Center, Sitka Sound Science Center, which is brand new, and their coho's hatchlings have just hatched in the hatchery yesterday. So we do get to go visit those, and some of our kids in the aquaculture piece are interested in the fisheries. We get to do that, and they have a touch tide pool, and all I think about is Finding Dory and Poker's Cove when I think about that. So kids are going to be very nice to them. But we will have a very, very fun time. We will visit the Raptor Center as well while we're there. We will get to visit with a peregrine falcon that we got to visit last time. So some of the long-term animals that are there. So our students really enjoyed that, and they really wanted to adopt one of the owls that they have there as well. And so they bring out the animals for us too. So the kids get a very, very good dose of just the history about Southeast Alaska, the wildlife there in Sitka and around Southeast Alaska. And then we will also be visiting with the parade at 2:00 on Friday, learning about Elizabeth Bradovich, going to Castle Hill. And so it is just busy, busy, busy all the time. And we will stop over tomorrow at the Alaska State Museum. So we do have a tour set up there. So we'll get off the plane, grab a quick bite, and head straight to the Alaska State Museum for a tour with Mary at the museum. So it'll be fantastic. So, and then go back to the airport and catch our midnight flight to Sitka. So, So any questions you guys got? Any questions on the trip coming up?
Do you have any new students going with you this year?
We do.
Mostly
yes.
Repeats?
We have 1, 2, 3 out of our 8. Three new ones out of the 8. Yeah. And so just a couple, some other ones that were thinking about it, but they were also involved in National Ocean Science Bowl, so they were up in Seward and kind of busy for them, so to go back to back would have been tough. So, and our Ocean Science Bowl just got back from Seward. They did a fantastic job up there. If you got to watch their presentation that they did here, they did great. One of our teams finished 6th. And the other teams, we just didn't have enough students, so they couldn't place in that one, but their paper did get 2nd place at them up there. And so there was a big influx of new schools kind of roaming at the top 5, 6 places. So kind of the traditionals were not up there, which was kind of exciting. So it wasn't the same. Well, Cordova ended up winning this year, so it was really good. And then our high school play kids, if you got to see our high school play, they were super fantastic and really funny, and some of them were out here getting awards. Thank you for recognizing the students do that. They really appreciate that. So, questions? No. We'll let you know how our trip goes when we get back, and then we're also talking with Ms. Tolan's fourth grade students, Alaska History. The students are going to come back and do a presentation to the students about their trip and what they've learned, just a cultural aspect piece on them. So we'll get a lot. So they'll have to do a little presentation and keep their journals full. Awesome.
Thanks, James. Director of Maintenance, Mr. Dan Tate.
You'll have to forgive me if I'm a little bleary-eyed. There's been many an early morning here in the district for some of us. And I'd like to just take a moment just to acknowledge Rance McIntosh. He always comes to the job with such a great attitude. Mm. He's working with an old man who doesn't like to shovel snow as much anymore, and he just takes it on, lets me drive the plow. So very, very thankful for him. He's a great young man. This time of year, I usually give a report on our district's energy consumption, and at the last minute, I threw together a couple quick charts. I'm sure it's nothing that I can display, because I, as I mentioned, I am a little bleary-eyed, and when I was putting this together, I was just like, oh, let's just copy it. So, we are right now in the midst of implementing a new improved management software program, and our data upload process has not been seamless and actually quite cantankerous at times. Mike Cottrell and I have been sifting through a few years of back data to ensure accuracy, and this is what I was able to put together for you tonight. We're going to do a little quick comparison on our electricity use. The first chart shows our electric consumption for all facilities combined, comparing last year with this year. You'll note that our consumption continues to follow a very predictable pattern, with variances likely just due to colder temperatures, and that predictable pattern is so instrumental for accurate budgeting purposes. So I'm really proud that we can recreate that year after year despite what the weather's doing. The second chart on the second page just illustrates the cost of electrical services for all facilities. You'll note that the overall costs are down, which is a direct result of the borough's electrical rate reduction last spring. You can see that, I believe, on the left side of the chart, right where it says about April. So along with our conservation efforts and the management practices that we practice, this new rate is averaging about $5,000 a month in savings. And then one final comment on the energy use on the third page. The closed door initiative at the community and aquatic center seems to be paying off as well. This third chart shows a decrease in consumption starting this past fall when the experiment started. And you see that on the left side of the chart. And while there's still other data to correlate with it, because that's just one piece of the electrical side of it, it seems like we're on the right track with that issue. So things are moving along where we hoped they would go. So that's good. The food service renovation project that was announced last month has inched forward slowly with several bumps in the road. Mm-hmm. Most issues revolve around the design phase of the project, and that the project funding was slightly less than we expected. Mm-hmm. The design issues stem from the fact that the project sat dormant for 5 years awaiting funding. Mm-hmm. Project costs have escalated, and space earmarked for the project was allocated to other necessary school programs in the interim. Superintendent Clue Painter in particular has talked at length with the Department of Education about the reduction in funding, and CFO Quitzlin and I, along with the superintendent, are working to resolve some of these cost issues with the architects. And this is really all just coming down the pipe like today. Yeah. So we'll be working on it for a couple of weeks. Construction of the kitchen at the elementary school will also displace Ms. Barb Marifern's special education classroom. Principal Tolan and her staff have come up with an interesting plan to convert a large partitioned classroom across from the cafeteria into two large kindergarten classrooms, which we're now calling the K-Wing. As you may know, Ms. Erin Willis's kindergarten classroom was designed as such. It's a larger space for crafts and exploratory. It's got a coat room and bathrooms and storage. On the other hand, Ms. Martin's kindergarten classroom is a smaller standard-sized classroom, more suitable for older children. The K-Wing would provide two large identical spaces on par with what Ms. Willis has currently. Ms. Marifern would then move into Ms. Willis's space, which would improve her program needs as well. It's kind of a win-win all the way across the board for us. And we've determined that this is a construction project that my team could take on internally, with the exception of some things like the fire safety issues, the plumbing, electrical aspects that we would have to hire out. So we're just getting going on that. That's just come down the pipe in the last week or so. So it's kind of exciting. I'm looking forward to working on that one. And the facility committee met last week and discussed populating our required 6-year capital improvement plan with new projects, since three of our top projects moved on to reimbursement and the food service went to being funded. So obviously the two remaining projects on that list just kind of moved up the list, which is important. Those were the underground fuel tank replacement over here at the middle school. That's, in my opinion, the number one priority. And the already completed middle school concrete entry steps that is looking for reimbursement will become our number two priority. Well, we felt it should become our number two priority. I'll explain more a little here in a second. The committee also felt that we should champion a new cause, much in the same manner that we had done with the food service renovation application 5 years ago. Many in the group had thought that we should put our continued energy into ADA improvements that we already made some great strides with over at the elementary school. Following that, you know, we have infrastructure issues such as aging metal roofs, selling foundations, plumbing systems and fire alarm panel replacements that need to be looked at, and they all were very pertinent and were included next on the list. And finally, upgrades for HVAC control systems and upgrade to our electrical service, which has also been on the list for several years, kind of finished out and rounded out this year's list. So the superintendent and Ms. Quitzler and I consulted with our liaison at CERC, who works very hard to read the pulse of the Facilities Division of the Department of Education. He had some sobering opinions about where the highest points assigned to these applications have been flowing in the recent years. And again, these are his opinions on his latest observations of what's going on up there in Juneau. It seems that projects that are in dire need, either through unfortunate circumstance or all-out neglect, tend to garner the most interest. But you have your code violations, your health hazards, your broken down infrastructure, those kind of things all do very well these days. Next, projects that can provide some kind of financial benefit, like energy savings, can be productive. Now, we rode that way. This is where we had our boilers and our LED light projects. But keep in mind, we also had the added benefit that this district went ahead and paid for those projects ahead of time, which kind of cinched the deal for us. It may not have been so for other districts. He felt that, unfortunately, our ADA project as a standalone improvement project probably would not score very high despite its worthiness and or need, unless we could couple it with an increased population of mobility-challenged individuals, and that's not really in our cards. He felt that we should try to combine it with a larger high school interior renovation project, and he was figuring since the school is now 35 years old, surely it must have become shabby and worn out.
No, it's not.
And then he started asking some questions about our mechanical systems. Surely some of them are held together with bailing wire and chewing gum like other school districts. No. My team has made a good point of keeping our old equipment functioning as best we can, and most of it works just fine. So yes, our roofs are aging, and two areas of our foundation need to be investigated a little bit farther. Those can go on the list. We can also seek more energy improvements for those efficiency points that we talked about. And the district may be able to fund projects like those ourselves. But in the next decade or two, we may have some serious major maintenance needs or upgrades that will be difficult to fund beyond basic preventative maintenance. It may be difficult even to come up with our project participating share if the price tag is in the millions. It's just reality. So in closing, my point that I'd like to make tonight is that if you have the opportunity to talk with our legislators or with the Department of Education, please mention to them that, you know, school districts which are working hard to be responsible to the public's trust in keeping up these facilities shouldn't be put at a disadvantage in the CIP application process. You know, we're trying to do our job right, do it the right way at the right time. excuse me. So, as I said, we endeavor to keep up our maintenance within the limits of our budget, but many of our largest aging issues will be beyond our financial ability to cope with alone someday in the future. And then it may very well become an emergency issue, and in my mind, that's just not the way to manage an educational facility. Is there any questions?
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate you, Dan.
Thank you.
Do I dare ask about the bus?
Oh my gosh, you forgot to say, Dan, about the bus.
Wheels on the bus.
Rumor has it our multifunctioning school activity bus is here in Petersburg at AML, ready to be picked up tomorrow morning.
Woohoo!
It's only been months.
That's exciting. I'm excited that we think we'll get in it, and it'll be like Ferris Bueller's Day Off, and people will have been running it all over.
Probably have a dead battery.
Whittier, back to Seattle. Anyway. Yay, it's here.
All right, school board committee reports, curriculum and technology. Sarah, do you have anything to report?
Nothing for technology, and Rick was in contact with me recently, and they're doing the PE health and foreign language, so it's only a handful of teachers that are working on it, and It's not really something you go kind of across the board from K through 12, but it looks like they're going to ask for to be at our board, to have a work session with us on March 23rd to kind of present what they've been working on and what they think they need for the following 5-year rotation before they would be up for consideration again. So next month sometime we'll be looking at what they've been working on.
Crisis or policy committee, Cheryl, is there anything to report?
We have not met at all for either one, but I think after we do negotiations, it'll be kind of mellow for us, and we can get back into policy.
Okay. Facilities, Jay?
We just met last week, but Dan kind of covered.
Yeah.
all of it, so.
And our facilities, maybe 35 years old, but they're in good shape. Legislative report. There isn't too much going on to report. However, I would always encourage, just like Mr. Tate did, contact our legislators, especially when we heard Jamie report about the ferry service not being available for a large number of our students in the Southeast to be moving around to attend some of these activities. Always, you know, tell them how important the ferry is to the Southeast, not only for your personal lives, but also for our school districts and just being able to move students from place to place so that we don't just get caught here on our little island. Negotiations, they are in progress. We're meeting every few weeks with the teacher, ATP, what's it called? Cheryl, do you have anything to report about negotiations?
Nope.
And wellness, Janine, is there anything? I don't know that they've met, but.
Well, I've been out of town, but I do have an email that talks about a lot of wellness activities like yoga and eating and Happy Heart Month. National Wear Red Day was the beginning of February, so there's a lot happening in wellness.
I think we do have a meeting next Thursday.
Okay.
The 22nd at 3:30.
Next Thursday,
Next Thursday, right?
All right. Moving on to special recognition.
You want me to say
it? You want to take it?
I'm going to say it. So February is School Board Recognition Month, and we do want to recognize the efforts of our volunteers who are sitting up here in front of us, because they are volunteers. They spend a lot of their own personal time and energy, so we just want to let you know that we really appreciate you. There is a proclamation, which I'm not going to read, by the governor. It's very long. It's wonderful. I will get you a copy.
I think you need to read it.
Okay. But I am going to read you. So we have certificates for each of you. We also have some fun cards here in front of you, and then there's a copy of a letter from ATP, from the Associated Teachers of Petersburg, which I actually would like to read that, because I think it's a little more personal. And then we do have these certificates for you, hereby awarded to each one of you, in recognition of your dedicated leadership in public education and continuing service to the children of our community. So thank you all very much.
Lots of donated time, energy, and enthusiasm. So we appreciate it.
And then the letter that Mr. Engel is the ATP president this year. He sent this to the entire board, and I just wanted to read it. I would like to take a moment and express ATP's gratitude for what each of you do for education in Petersburg. I have been a teacher in this district for over a quarter of a century and can say without a doubt that we are and have been very fortunate to have such a great working relationship with this school board. Each of you, along with all the board members that have occupied these seats over the years, take your oversight role seriously and really care about the well-being of each of the students and staff members in the Petersburg School District. The policy issues and funding challenges change from one year to the next. Politics come and politics go. But the steadying hand of the Petersburg School District has guided this district through the ebbs and flows of the political scene. We greatly appreciate all the time and effort that being part of an elected body takes. Decisions don't always come easily, but even in the toughest moments, our school board has been a staunch advocate for education in Petersburg and in Alaska. As as we take a moment and honor the 2017-2018 Petersburg School Board, ATP says thank you for your time, dedication, thoughtfulness, and advocacy for education in Petersburg. So thank you.
Thank you. All right. There is no old business, so moving on to new business. 15.1, Alaska's Education Challenge Resolution. I will make a motion to approve the Alaska's Education Challenge Resolution as presented. Is there a second? And then we can discuss, and Erica can give us an overview of it.
I'll second.
It's been seconded by Sarah. Take it away, Loop Painter.
Okay, here we go. So I don't know if some of you remember this, but it was actually last year that the governor kind of laid out this challenge in the state, and he called it the Alaska Education Challenge. And he put it out there as a way of engaging communities, schools, students, staff, everybody in a more specific conversation about how do we continue to provide quality education to our kids in an environment that is changing drastically with regard to funding, with economics, with technology, with lots of different things. So, and he really wanted it to focus on actually really transformative educational change and kind of taking it to the next level. So he laid out a challenge, and a group of people in the state kind of took on the challenge that were across the state, across all kinds of different economic backgrounds and social backgrounds, and they did a process similar to our strategic planning process, but with a larger state focus. So out of that came some really good work, for one thing, which has been shared with you and is public for people that want to look at it too. Some specific kinds of recommendations and some ideas, moving forward for districts, and they were pretty excited about a lot of the things that were on the list. Some of them are very specific, which is, and actually have financial implications. So, you have to kind of take them as a big picture. But what really came out of it was that the Commissioner of Education took that challenge, and they really looked at it as how can we put this under a sort of a larger umbrella of what are commitments that we as Alaskans, as educators, could all agree to, that we could all agree to, that we would want to commit to for our educational system in our state. And that everybody's district strategic plan, school plan, school improvement efforts, all of those kinds of things could certainly fall into these three commitments. So the resolution, and I feel like I'm reading a lot of things tonight, but I think this is my last thing. So the resolution is a resolution supporting and advocating for implementation of Alaska's Education Challenge. So the school board recognizes that Alaska's public education system, including the Petersburg School District, faces a variety of challenges and obstacles that can adversely affect student achievement, which may result in achievement gaps for many students. Alaska's Education Challenge has focused on the following three commitments: increase student success, cultivate safety and well-being, support responsible and reflective learners. As the governing board responsible for providing a quality public education for each student in our district, we are resolved to ensure that our district strives to implement Alaska's Education Challenge priorities in our schools. And then there's the now therefore be it resolved. Our school board recognizes that each of these three commitments are an essential element of our work as a school board. The board supports and advocates for the continued statewide focus, legislative support, and implementation of Alaska's Education Challenge, and the need to provide an excellent education for every student, every day, which is the state board's mission, every student, every day. So it's an important point. None of this is rocket science. These are all things that make sense. I think every district can agree that our strategic plan can certainly fit into those commitments. What the commissioner is trying to do is have every district talking about the same things. So sometimes when everybody goes up to the legislature and starts advocating, we want this, we want that, we want to go here, this is what we want, this works for us, and that's fine. You need to put a story to it. But he really wants, if every district were to take these three commitments, and literally go through the things in their district that they're already doing to try to meet these commitments, and set goals for things that they would want to do within those commitments, that if everybody's using the same language, we're all using the same language. So we're going to talk to the legislators about this, and we're saying these are the things that we really need to be able to do to increase student success, and it's very specific. And we're not all over the place or having, you know, the same people going in saying the same things over and over. They already know that we're going to talk about money and concerns about things like that. But really coming in with actually being more specific about what does it really look like, what do we need to be able to do our jobs for our kids. So I don't want to call it a marketing thing, but it's kind of that idea, you know, keep it to three, keep it focused. What are we really about? These are things that nobody can argue with. I can't imagine anybody that would argue with any of those things. So that's the theory behind it. So we may be one of the first districts that's actually adopting the resolution, just so you know. But districts across the state, they're asking for all 54 districts to adopt this or something similar so that we're all, you know, speaking the same language. Mm-hmm. So that's the background. About that?
Mm-hmm. Fits in with our strategic plan, so.
Any other discussion? All right, so you'll be voting on whether to adopt this resolution and support the Alaska's Education Challenge presented by the Commissioner of the Department of Education for Alaska. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion passes. Moving on to 15.2, Strategic Planning Update. Superintendent Clute Painter will provide an update regarding the next steps in creating our strategic plan.
Okay, so really the next steps here are our plan that was adopted in the fall, and in working through the process as we're looking at the commitments in this education challenge and how does that fit in with what we're already doing, and our strategic plan fits right in to these three commitments, so that's a good thing. And then really it's just a matter of we would like to get, and we've talked as an administrative team about this too, that we do want to start some of these work groups this spring. We'd like to at least get some things, you know, started before the year ends. You know, we want to continue to build on the momentum that was started last fall with especially some of our community and parent volunteers who came in to participate in it and have been willing to participate. Further, we also want to put it out there that if there are people out there who are interested, you know, and would like to be in a work group and delve into some of these things to research and, you know, come up with some different ideas and that sort of thing, that we'd love to hear from you. So if people are out there and thinking, I'd like to be more involved, you know, you can let us know. So just get a hold of us or send an email or stop on by. So we will initiate those work groups this spring, so that's going to happen.
Okay. All right, 15.3, March 2018 board meeting reschedule. So we'll be discussing. Oh, no. So I am going to make a motion that we approve the rescheduling of the March school board meeting to Tuesday, March 20th at 7 p.m. Is there a second?
Second.
All right, so now we can discuss. Our regular school board meeting was scheduled to be over spring break. We do have some school board members that will be out of town during that time and our administrators who have time off during that time. And so we do need to reschedule it to another date. So if March 20th fits with everybody's schedule, that would be a good time to reschedule it for. Any other discussion?
I know you're not going to believe it, but I'm going to be out of town.
Okay. All right.
I'm from Canada.
Well.
What about Cheryl?
Oh, I'll be here.
Okay, so it sounds like we have a quorum at least on the 20th.
Yeah, I get back on the 17th.
So if you have a chance to call in, Jean, of course we would love to hear you. And if not, then enjoy whatever trip you're on.
Yeah, I'm going to Fiji.
No, what?
I'm just kidding.
All right. So all in favor of moving the March school board meeting to Tuesday, March 20th, signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed? All right, moving into 15.4, 2018-2019 school calendar. I will make a motion. I will make a motion that we approve the 2018-2019 school calendar that Erica is about to present.
I'll second it.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
All right, go ahead and present it to us, Dan.
Okay, well, I'm presenting it to you. What's that?
Every year it seems about the same. So
it does. It seems to be the one that seems to work for the community. There was some discussion around, you know, some different thoughts about starting a little earlier, some different thoughts about potentially going a little later, the ups and downs of what that might look like for fishing families, for people who are traveling. There's no perfect calendar. So this one seems to answer most concerns and issues of times with travel, with activities, when to start. The only real difference here moving into next year is just that we have spread out the in-service days a little bit throughout the year. So rather than having four full in-service days at the beginning for teachers, we're doing three, mm-hmm. and we're spreading them out a little bit. It's a lot of information overload beginning of the year, so people are pretty focused on trying to get their rooms going too. So a lot of mandates that we have to do, but yeah, so nothing too earth-shatteringly different or drastic out there. And we've had a few people, you know, give us some comments and feedback, which was helpful. And yeah, other than that, so any other thoughts or questions or feedback? No, I think it'll work.
Did we say first day, last day yet? Did you say that last?
First day for students is August 27th, and the last day for students is May 30th.
Wow, how'd we do that?
We're getting out before the
we're getting out
this year.
Yeah. Yeah.
31st, right?
Yeah,
that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. All right. So all in favor of approval of the 2018-2019 school calendar that Erica just presented, signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed? All right. Motion passes. 15.5, 2018-2019 administrator contracts. I move that we approve the 2018-2019 administrative contract for the elementary school principal, Terry Toland.
I'll second.
Is there a second? Sarah? All right. I don't know that we really have any discussion, but I will state that we did have an executive session before this evening where we heard some great feedback regarding our principals, including Terry Toland. So it's great to hear those things, that our administrative staff is working well and very hard for our district. So thank you. Any other discussion regarding that? All in favor of approving administrative contract for the elementary school principal, Terry Toland, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes. I move to approve the 2018-2019 administrative contract for middle school and high school principal Rick Dormer. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
All right, seconded by Jay Lister. Again, also included in the same executive session, you know, it's difficult to be a middle school and high school, you know, two school principal, so thank you very much for the hard work that you do for our district. Is there any other discussion? All in favor of approving the 2018-2019 administrative contract for middle school, high school teacher, principal Rick Dormer, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? All right. 15.6, resignation acceptance. I don't know how to pronounce Jody's last name.
Riamaki.
All right. This is just for information. Jody Riamaki, instructional assistant, resigned effective February 6, 2018. Rowan Barraza, certificated staff, will be resigning effective June 1st, 2018. Alina Nielsen, certificated staff, will resign effective June 1st, 2018. So the board recognizes the resignations of the stated staff members as accepted by the superintendent on behalf of the board per our board policy 4117.2. So it is sad, of course, always to see a staff member leave our district. So, and I hope that they have great things that they're going off to do, since they will be leaving us. So. And then 15.7, we have a notice of intent to retire. Long-standing staff members who will be retiring from our district this year. So the board recognizes the acceptance by the superintendent of Cheryl O'Neill. She submitted her letter of intent to retire effective May 31st, 2018. And we recognize the acceptance by the superintendent of Kelly Peterson's letter of intent to retire effective fall of 2018. Superintendent accepted that on behalf of the board per board policy 4117.2. So yes, it'll be sad. Those two staff members have been with our district for quite a long time, and they will be holes that we'll have to try and fill. With Kelly Peterson's, will it be? Do we know if it's beginning of the fall? Or
she'll start the year.
She'll start the year.
She will. So there'll be a transition there. Which will be nice.
Mm-hmm. It'll be nice for the person replacing her.
Yes. Big shoes for both of those. Yeah.
Do you have a question, Mr. Dorf?
Just to make a comment, and if you repeat, just so people are listening on the radio, Ms. Barranza is also leaving our Costa Rica trip, and that date is after the date of the resignation, but she's still going to fulfill and follow through. You don't want a parent to hear that and go, oh my goodness, we've been fundraising for months.
Oh.
No, she's going to follow through.
That went through my life.
Trip just happened.
Training this weekend.
Yeah, she's actually going to training this weekend.
Yeah,
that's
nice.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm going to pull up.
And then we have item 15.8, which was an added addendum item at the beginning of the meeting. So we have the resignation acceptance of Melissa Moore, food service aide, effective February 16th, 2018. So the superintendent also accepted her resignation on behalf of the board per our board policy. So lots of places in our district. If you're interested in coming and joining our team, please go and see the district office.
That's right.
All right. Any additional comments from board members? All right, some upcoming dates and meeting announcements. February 14th, tomorrow, middle school and high school evening conferences. The students will have a regular release time. Thursday, the 15th, middle school and high school will have evening conferences, and the students in the middle school and high school will be released early. And on Friday, the 16th, middle school and high school only, there will be no school. Monday, February 19th, is President's Day, and there will be no school district-wide. However, the district office will be open. February 28th will be elementary school evening conferences. The students will be released at regular time during that day. And then on March 1st, the elementary school will have evening conferences, and the students will have an early release on that day from school. And on March 2nd, the elementary school only will have no school. We need to set the board agenda for March. Is there any specifics, Erica, as to when we need to set it for when you guys will all be around?
We can do it. I'm actually...
I'll be here over spring break if we need to meet over spring break. But
we probably need to get it out. We might want to get it out that week, so maybe we want to do it the week prior to that. Monday or two. Well, no, I guess it depends on who's going to come.
March 9th?
Is that what day is that?
It's a Friday.
That would be fine.
Okay, morning time.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone else want to join me? Fine, then I'll do it.
I can join you.
I can do
it,
whatever.
Yeah, it's Jay's no birthday.
All right. You did last month, though, didn't you?
Yeah.
He did. All right. March 9th.
Nice. Sarah and Mara.
8:30.
March 9th.
Kid drop off.
8:30.
Kid drop off.
Kid drop. Yes, we still take our kids. March 12th to March 16th will be spring break. There will be no school district wide, but the district office will be open during that time. Campus Connection, March 20th. I'm available, so I can attend. And then our regular school board meeting will be March 20th at 7 p.m. in the middle school, high school library. Any other items that I didn't mention that we should remind Radioland regarding?
Spelling bee.
Dates?
I guess we already said spelling bee at least once. But
spelling bee is on the 22nd at the auditorium, right?
Yeah, I didn't
sure.
catch the times, but it's different, isn't it?
The in the morning is stolen at
9 or
9:30?
9:30.
Yes.
And then the middle school, it's the two buildings. The middle school at 1:15.
And then the winner of the elementary will compete against the winner of the
middle school.
Yep.
Yes. So if you can behave yourself, you can come and listen.
Yep.
Don't yell out the spellings. Yes.
Do we want to try to set the date for the curriculum
work session?
Should we do it the 23rd?
23rd, 30th. It really depends.
I'm sorry. I think you originally said school board 30th, and then I put on my calendar 23rd as far as our teachers being completed, so you had a week to look at it. We don't want to be done and throw it at you and expect you to look at pages and pages.
Yeah, I have it already set for the 30th at 2:30.
Will that work for people?
Sure.
You
already have that in here.
Because we've talked about
that. I just don't remember.
Is that okay? But then that does give you some time to actually look at things.
At what time?
I have it at 2:30.
2:30 on the
30th. Okay.
Okay.
No. March.
March.
March
30, 2:30
here in the high school.
2:30.
That's fine.
Yeah. All right, any future agenda items? All right.
I'm at 5%.
Then we will adjourn school board meeting at 8:11 p.m.
Motion, please.
Oh, sorry. I move that we adjourn at 8:11 p.m.
Second.
Seconded by Janine. All in favor of adjourning. Say
aye.
Aye.
This live broadcast of the Petersburg School Board meeting is brought to you by KFSK and Petersburg Wrangell Insurance, offering asset protection and security through insurance. Home, auto, boat, life. Information from a real-life person who's in the same phone book as you. Petersburg Wrangell Insurance at 772-3858.